This is a very difficult preaching. This morning, we want to read from James, the fourth chapter, James chapter 4, and we'll begin with the first verse. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and ye have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers, ye adulteresses, know ye not the friendship of the world is enmity? Enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is enmity of God. James speaks of enmity. This word means hostility, hatred, ill will, opposition of two forces. And because of sin, God was separated from man. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, that separated God from them. They walked with him in the garden. They talked to him. He was there with them. And because of sin, he was separated. Separated from them. God, man, the space in between had to be filled. What did God do? He sent Jesus Christ to die for you and me. Adam and Eve were cast out. Cast out of the garden because the garden was a pure place and they had sinned before God. And in sinning, man had to labor. That's why we have to work today. And women had pain in childbirth because of sin. No longer could the lamb and the lion lay down together. No longer could God dwell with man. There was a separation. So what did God do? He sent Jesus Christ to die for you and I. He was the sacrifice for our sins. And did he want to go? No, he didn't want to go. He had reservations. But he didn't disobey God. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he prayed, and he sweat blood because of his anxiety. He knew what he was going to have to go through. He knew the pain he would feel. But what did he say? Lord, if this cup can pass from me, but not my will, thy will be done. Thy will be done, Lord, because of love. because of love for you and I. There, the gap was filled when Jesus Christ was crucified. He filled the gap. He filled the gap. And now when we go and pray through the name of Jesus Christ, God can hear us. He knows our needs. So when we ask anything, God can hear us, and he will answer us in his time. We just need for him to know that we are willing workers. All he wants is you, the song says. All he wants is you. No one else will do. Not just a part. He wants all of your heart. What does that mean? A corner? A little piece? No. He wants all of your heart. He wants not to be separated. So when we pray, we go before the Lord in the name of Jesus. No more separation because of Jesus Christ. No more separation. No more enmity between God and man. Why? Because of Christ. You and I must not separate ourselves either. No enmity between any of us, because we are all God's children and he loves us. He loves each and every one of us. Not to be separated. Not to look on things of our own, but look on the things of God. Loving God, loving one another, doing his perfect will, so someday we may be able to see him face to face. James 4:7 says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Resist him when he comes and tries to speak to you, when he tries to say something. Let the blood of Jesus cover you. Jesus has filled that gap. Use that to your advantage, dear ones. He's telling you and I, fill that gap. Don't let the enemy get in. Do you know that every word that was written in this book was written through the inspiration of God? What does that mean? That means that there's no lies. There's no innuendos. There's only truth in this word. Because I've heard people say, well, yeah, I believe some of the Bible, but I don't believe all of it. Because how could these things happen? And how could Noah have built an ark so huge and he didn't have equipment and nothing? And how could the Red Sea be parted? If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. There's nothing that he says in this book that isn't truth. And it's all teachings. Yes, he wants to teach us. And when we learn, then we can teach others so they can learn. And the work can go on and on. Separation between God and man has been filled by Jesus Christ. Let us take that to an advantage. Let us use what God has given us. Let us be willing. Let us be inspired by God. And when he asks something of you, that you don't say, I haven't got time right now. I got to go to work. I got to go here. I got to go there. God said it. God said it. If he says it, we do it. You haven't got time for him? The separation opens. He's got time for you. He made time for you by sending his son to die for you and I. How much love does he have to show to prove that he loves us? Jesus, we sang it today. What a beautiful name. What a beautiful name. And when we sing these songs, I don't care if they're contemporary or traditional, when they sing about God, when we sing about the Lord Jesus Christ, that's the truth. That's the truth. Whether it's Amazing Grace or it's Jesus, what a beautiful name, whatever the word is, it is a beautiful name. These songs were written by inspiration. People wrote these words because they went through things. The man that wrote Amazing Grace, he was a slaver. He took people from Africa and different places, brought them to America and made them slaves. And on those ships, they were raped and did so many things to them. But he found the Lord, just as Paul found the Lord. When he found the Lord, he wrote the words of this song. Once I was blind, but now I can see. Once we were blind, but now we can see. And what can we see? We can see Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, and the gap has been filled. No more enmity between God and man. We can talk to him. We can spend time with him in prayer. And he can hear us, dear ones. He can hear us. Why? Because Jesus Christ died for you and I. If you believe his word, if you believe that every word in this book is true, then you can follow him with an open heart and an open mind. We know that God said it. It's all written here. And even in portions of Revelation, was his own words that were given to John. His own words. Could you imagine that? The first three chapters are pretty easy to understand. But as you go on in the chapters, it's kind of difficult because there's so many different things to understand. But God, when he opens your mind to something that you read, and you could have read it 100 times, you look through the scripture and you're saying, but I don't understand this. And I don't understand that. Just keep reading it. When God wants you to understand it, he'll open your mind. How many times I've read the scripture and certain things just don't stick in my mind. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? But when he opens your mind, then you'll understand. God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. James 4:12. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. Who art thou that judges another? Can we judge anyone? Do we have the power to judge a brother or sister? Do we have any power to judge any man on the street? No. The final word is God. He's our judge. He's our judge. All he wants from you and I is the obedience. Obedience. What does he say about obedience? Better than sacrifice. Because if you obey, you don't have to sacrifice because you're doing what he wants you to do. Yes, we have sicknesses. Yes, we have death. All because of the sins of this world. But now, since Jesus Christ died for us, we have this great salvation. I was talking to Brother George. He doesn't have much family. Tony, Florine, maybe a couple of nephews, but most of his family is in Romania. And he said, we're his family. Since he found this church, he's never been happier, he said. Isn't that beautiful? Maria, when she found this church, she was so happy. She came here, I finally found my church. I finally found my church. And then she got so sick. She had been fighting with cancer for many years. But she says, I finally found my church. But now I can't go to it. But what was God doing? God was preparing her. God saved her. God gave her this great salvation. And now she has peace to know where she's going. Isn't it beautiful? When God takes us, we want to be able to say, thank you, Lord. I know where I'm going. I'm going home. I'm going to my home. Praise God. Jesus. What a beautiful name. The name of the Lord be praised. At this